Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, Council. Quick update on the Angola North. Almost 3 years ago, in October 2014, you approved the extension for this particular area. Now, this sort of gives us a timeline perspective. We're closing in on this project, and you've probably seen some progress there. We're close to being finished, but it will probably be October before we have to close our change order, at least September, before you close the entire project out and recommend substantial completion. I thought I'd bring this one before your change order number one in between. We were able to get a cheaper alternative, which was bid as an alternate, to cross the Love Creek. And we also have had the opportunity to modify the restoration for the Fox Hollow neighborhood to the advantage of all the citizens there with a minimal cost increase for us. Now, we've been tracking the bad weather days, and sort of like, it's always good the contractor wants a benchmark. So a particular one in this one, we also added the no-cost time extension into that particular change order. So it sort of gives you a benchmark where we're probably 85% complete. So you'll see us back in a couple of months. And also gives you an idea, start to finish, 4 years is not an unreasonable timeline. So in that world today, that's pretty much what we have to expect and what our customer citizens have to expect.
You have a motion?
Yes, we have a motion. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, change order number one for contract 17-04, Angola North Expansion, SR24, Love Creek and Camp Arrowhead Roads be approved, decreasing the contract amount by $58,500.42 for a new contract total of $5,767,749.58.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions?
All paid by the user, right?
All paid by the users and financed through the State Revolving Fund.
Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I believe the motion carried. Thank you, sir. Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of Council. The first one is the Christian Storehouse. They're requesting funds to help with the operational costs that support their mission to impact the lives of the less fortunate. Specifically, they're looking to construct a ground level area of decking for their facility that will be used to distribute fruits and vegetables for their food pantry. No specific amount was requested. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Arlett.
And I would move to do the same.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second,
Mr. Wilson, to grant $500 to the Christian Storehouse for Emergency Food Pantry and Human Service Assistance Program for Mr. Arlett's Council MAC account. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have yes. Motion carried. Next.
And next one is the Chair is requesting $2,500 for their 8th annual car, truck, and bike show. The show benefits the Cooking for Sussex Senior Capital Campaign to build and equip a new kitchen. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $500 from Mr. Wilson and $500 from Mr. Burton.
Make a motion each one of us get $500.
Amen.
Each one of the two of you?
Yeah. Same as last time.
Same as last time.
All right.
I meant for Georgie.
Right? I'll second that motion.
The second, okay.
Second, no, same as last time.
Second last time.
Is that what you want to do? Same as last time? Okay. Okay. Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000 to the Cheer for an annual car, truck, and bike show, being $500, Mr. Burton's Council MAC account, $500, Mr. Wilson's Council MAC account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next.
Yeah, the next one is the Friends of Milford Museum is requesting $2,500 for their executive director position. Museum visitation has increased 3,000 people annually through the efforts of the director. Last grant received was $2,000, which was $1,500 from Mr. Wilson and $500 from Mr. Burton.
Read that again. On the last, what it said on?
The last
grant.
The last line, what did you say last?
The last grant given was $2,000. It was $500 from Mr. Burton and $1,500 from you.
I'll do that.
Motion, Mr.
Second.
Wilson. Second, Mr. Burton.
Good.
To grant $2,000 in Milford Museum for annual fundraising campaign, being $500 Mr. Burton's council bank account and $1,500 Mr. Wilson's council bank account. Questions on the motion?
Yes.
Mr. Harlan?
I do have a question. This grant is a request of not really a capital improvement.
It's for a position.
It's for a salary. Is that correct?
Correct.
Now, is that a standard practice of our grants normally, or is...
We have done the same grant in the past for the director's salary as well.
Okay. Because I know typically we do the grants on capital improvements normally.
Yeah. I mean, we have seen both. And this, like I said, we have done the salary before.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arnett?
I will vote yes.
Mr. Burton?
I have the same concerns as Rob, but I will vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next?
And the next one is Delaware Botanic Gardens is requesting $5,000 sponsorship for their fundraiser, Opening the Garden Gates. The gardens provide a venue that support ecotourism. There have been no past grants to this organization. Mr. Arlett placed on the agenda.
What you want to do?
Yeah, as we all know, Delaware Botanic Gardens is physically located in District 5, but truly is benefiting the entire state of Delaware. And I would, this is a huge undertaking, predominantly through the private sector, and it's nationally renowned. I'm very proud of this organization and what they're doing. So I would love, if it's feasible, for all members to consider contributing to the effort, because it's truly benefiting the entire county and, for that matter, the entire state. It would be my thought. I don't know if there's any thoughts from other members.
What would you like to personally?
Well, I mean, I will do what I would do. I know, George, you probably would half me on this, but if we can include others to maybe do 1,000 each, that's what I would propose.
And is this the ground that we gave them to start with?
I'll do 1,000 if you want.
We bought the ground.
We owned the ground. We had the land trust had it, and we gave the approval.
Yeah.
And gave the ground to them, and they can't raise enough money to get it fixed. Is that what's happening?
Do you want to?
Anyone else want to contribute money?
I'll do $500.
Well, I'll do $500 then.
And I'm 1,000.
So we have a motion, Mr. Arlett?
1,000.
Yes, the motion.
Hold the grant, $3,000.
Total.
Being $1,000 Mr. Arlett's council bank account, $1,000 Mr. Burton's council bank account, and $500 from Mr. Will, Mr. Burton, and $500 from mine.
I'm Cole.
Yes, Mr. Cole.
I'm trying to get one out of him, but it's okay. $1,000 Arlett, $1,000 Mr. Cole's account, $500 Mr. Burton's account, and $500 my account.
You're still rattled from last week, I understand.
I am. I missed you. Any more questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Obviously, yes. Motion carried. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have several. The first one is in Mr. Burton's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a I-1 institutional district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 18.3155 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Burton introduces it.
The next one is also Mr. Burton's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.494 acre, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Burton introduces it.
The next one is in Mr. Wilson's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an amendment to a conditional of approval of conditional use number 1771, ordinance 2056, and conditional use number 2020, ordinance 2410, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 8.93 acres, more or less.
So I'll introduce it.
Mr. Wilson introduced it.
And the last one is also Mr. Burton's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 0.5588 acre, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Burton introduced it. Council member comments. Any council member comments?
Just one, Mike. Because this is, I know we were off for 2 weeks after the July 4th holiday. Last week I wasn't here because of the travel challenge. So really it's the first time we've all been collectively together since Legislative Hall has closed their session. So I'm wondering, do we have an update? Do we have anything to present or share regarding the year that legislative, you know, our legislators from Dover have done that may affect us in a positive or in perhaps even in a negative way? I'm just looking for really an update regarding the affairs at Dover.
I don't think any negative that I can remember. Positive, the last night up there, they found some extra money. And each of the three counties got some more money for paramedic services. We got $300,000 additional. And they restored the 20% we lost last year in grant aid to paramedics. The other win was they agreed that there would be, this year there's no look back, it's 30% funding from the state. So we had those, I would say those are all three wins. But I mean, anything, really wasn't a big county issue, all three counties. I mean, Newcastle County had a bill and that got passed to allow them to collect a 3% room tax. There were some towns added on that. Newark did it, Milford did it, there's somebody else, but that pretty much from the county side, that pretty much what it was. They spent a lot of time talking about other issues, which could be a good thing, I guess. Didn't bother us this year. But we had some wins. We haven't lost, I don't think.
Is the look back just for this year?
The 30% they're not going to look back is just for this year.
Just for this year.
And then they, in the epilogue, it asked for OMB and Comptroller General. I would assume input from some counties to take a look at the paramedic funding formula. So that'll be looked at this year for next year's budget. So whether it's going to be, I know the suggestion from Newcastle County, other two counties are not opposed to it, was that they would like to see it go back from, it's now 70-30, being 70 county, 30 state. It is a supposedly a joint venture. They'd like to see it go back to 50-50. Whether that happens or not, it'll be a long conversation, I'm sure. But this year, there's no look back. We got the 30% locked in, and we got the 20% from last year put back in grant aid this year. Those are all wins. That was good stuff.
Well, we've had this conversation here before. Originally, the paramedic arrangement with the state was 60-40. 60 was on the state side, and 40 was on our side. Of course, that role has been reversed, 70-30, 70 coming from the county, 30 coming from the state. So I guess for that reason, I will publicly then thank our legislators out of Dover for the hard work that they did here for our county residents, especially for the paramedics. We've all said that nothing more important than public safety, and we'll continue with that message. I think it's critical that we do not defund, we continue to create that as a priority for our residents. That's what they expect of the elected officials.
Thank you, sir. Any more comments from council?
Yeah, Cole. It just popped in my mind.
Not just a retirement speech yet.
No.
Okay.
No. I'm still writing it.
Okay.
Everett, I guess you're the guy to ask. I'm still thinking about that homesteaders exemption type of legislation that, you know, if we have to do raised taxes or whatever in the future, that homesteaders get an exemption because they call Sussex County their domicile. Is that something we would have to ask the state for enabling legislation to do, or is it something we can do?
To be honest with you, I do not know.
Not sure.
Off the top of my head. That is, I think several years ago
we've talked
had
about
looked at that issue, and I would have to go back,
Okay. Pull
that research and refresh my recollection.
Yeah, I know that has been an ongoing conversation. Certainly would be a debate in this county.
Well, I just think that we should look at it and have the tool available to us, as opposed to doing a knee-jerk reaction to if the state does something that impacts us, and we have to respond by maybe raising taxes. So I'd rather just have it, whether we use it or not, but we have it on the books. So it's something I'd like to. I'm just curious about.
If you could go back, Everett, and research your information.
Yeah, just all I want to know is it requires enabling legislation from the state? If it does, then we might have a discussion. Do we want to do it? Ask that to be in for the next session. and start working on it now, be a little proactive.
Any more comments from council?
I like that word, proactive.
Proactive.
I'll bet you do.
Not reactive, proactive.
You think I'm saying pro?
Hearing none, entertain a motion to go in recess to 1:30 public hearing.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will, yes. We're now in recess to 1:30.
We're going to go do some proactive.